Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi guys, I'm Ben and welcome to today's English podcast. It is the last Sunday of April, and regular listeners will know that on the last Sunday of every month, I do a pub quiz. I celebrate this great British tradition to have a quiz in a pub. Well, we're not in a pub, but let's imagine we are. Pub quizzes are really fantastic events here in Britain. They're usually held in pubs once a week, and you can go with your friends to form a team and then compete against other teams in a general knowledge quiz. So I'm trying to recreate that with this pub quiz. You can make it a bit more like a pub by getting yourself a drink, if you like, and just imagining that you're in a great British pub. I have 8 questions for you, all with different themes. So we'll start with question number 1, which is an April news question. Which singer released a new album in April entitled The Tortured Poets Department? Which singer released a new album in April entitled The Tortured Poets Department? Number 2 is science. What is the brightest star in the night sky? What is the brightest star in the night sky? Number 3, geography. Which country would you find Ayers Rock, also known as Uluru? Which country would you find Ayers Rock, also known as Uluru? Number 4 is sport. What is the highest number of goals that one Premier League football team has scored in one match? What is the highest number of goals that one Premier League football team has scored in one match? Number 5 is an English grammar question. What is the past participle of grow? What is the past participle of grow? Number 6 is TV and film. Who won this year's Academy Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role? Who won this year's Academy Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role? Number 7, maths. What is 25% of 28? What is 25% of 28? And number 8 is history. In what year did Mount Vesuvius erupt and destroy Pompeii? In what year did Mount Vesuvius erupt and destroy Pompeii? I will give you 1 point if you are within 10 years either way. So if you're wrong, but you're within 10 years, I'll give you 1 point. And if you give me the correct answer, I'll give you 2 points. Okay. Those are your 8 questions. If you want to take a bit of time to consider your answers, then pause this episode. And when you're ready, press play and we'll look at the answers together. Okay, let's take a look at the answers. So number 1, which singer released a new album this month entitled The Tortured Poets Department? It was Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift. Number 2, the science question. The brightest star in the night sky is Sirius, also known as Dog Star. Number 3, the geography question. Which country would you find Ayers Rock, also known as Uluru? It's Australia. Number four, the sports question. What is the highest number of goals that one Premier League football team has scored in one match? The correct answer is 9. No team has gone into double figures and scored 10, but 3 have scored 9. Liverpool, Manchester United and Leicester City have all scored 9 goals in one match. Number 5, the grammar question. What's the past participle of grow? Well, the past simple is grew and the past participle is grown. Grown. Number 6, TV and film. Who won this year's Academy Award for Best Actress in a Leading Role? It was Emma Stone in Poor Things. Number 7, the maths question. 25% of 28 is 7. 50% is 14. And then we halve that to make 7. And number 8, history. In what year did Mount Vesuvius erupt and destroy Pompeii? The correct year is 79 AD. 79. And so I'll give you 2 points if you got the year correct. And anything between 69 to 89, if you said anything within those 2 years, I'll give you a point. Okay, that's the quiz. How did you do? Hopefully you did well. But remember, it doesn't matter too much how well you did in terms of answering the questions correctly. The most important thing is that you understood the questions. Okay, thank you for listening to today's quiz. I hope you enjoyed it. I'll be back with another pub quiz at the end of May. And I'll be back with a regular episode of Parler Anglais tomorrow.